The Alaska Department of Transportation, which oversees the Alaska Marine Highway, says the state ferry route to Prince Rupert, British Columbia isn't going anywhere.
We haven't discontinued Prince Rupert on a permanent basis.
Sam Dapsevich is a spokesperson for the Department of Transportation.
We're not going there right now, primarily because we don't have the crew resources to support sending the Kennecott there. But we are committed to reopening that port in the future when we have resources available to do so.
A Facebook post written as a news release by a user named Robbie Marianson on October 1st stated staff and management at the Prince Rupert Terminal were clearing out personal effects because the terminal was closing for good. It wasn't a real news release, and the post has since been deleted. The post caused an uproar on the social media site and prompted official responses from Southeast State Legislator Representative Dan Ortez and the Alaska Department of Transportation. In short, it's not true. The Prince Rupert Terminal is not closing for good, but it is unmanned right now. Dapsevich says in recent months the terminal had been maintained by part-time contractors, but their contract expired. He says the Marine Highway System is working to sort out a new contract. The fake press release stated the terminal was being shuttered because the Alaska Marine Highway Management allowed critical international safety certifications to expire for the Kennecott. It's one of the largest ferries in the state's fleet and one of the two that's able to dock in Canada. The other is the Matanuska, which is in major overhaul. Without enough crew for the Kennecott, both ferries have stayed tied up in Ketchikan for months. Some Kennecott certificates, which are required for international travel, did expire in April. Those certificates, called SOLAS certificates, are overseen by the U.S. Coast Guard. But Dapsevich says that doesn't mean the Kennecott SOLAS certification itself is expiring.
The ship was built to SOLAS standards, and we maintain it and keep that safety standard in place. So there's no license to expire or anything like that. The ship has its certification.
Dapsevich says it's standard practice to wait to renew SOLAS and other sailing certificates until a ship is out of the yard and back in service, since many of the certificates only last 12 months. A Coast Guard spokesperson confirmed that it's common for ships to wait to request renewed certificates until out of the yard. All in all, the post from Robbie Marianson contained elements of truth. The Prince Rupert Terminal is unmanned because of an expired contract, but not because it's being abandoned, the state says. The Kennecott is in the shipyard and doesn't have updated certificates, but that's standard practice for ships that aren't in service. The weak service on the route has left people stranded in recent months, but the Alaska Department of Transportation continues to publicly state it intends to resume service to Prince Rupert in the future. The Marine Highways website states the Kennecott is expected to return to service in mid-November, although that doesn't necessarily include a Prince Rupert stop. It's unclear why the individual who created the Facebook post published it like a press release. Marianson, who owns the Facebook profile, did not respond to a request for comment. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.